It's a Slim Time production.
And as you can see, I'm not dead.
You mean we?
We're not dead.
Okay. Okay.
Shout out Black Panther.
Okay.
First of all, I know our beloved fans have been waiting so long to hear this.
I'm sorry.
We back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And back to what?
Let's go.
In a minute, it's... man. A long minute.
You get me.
Well, a lot has actually happened, but before we get into anything, no, those of you who know me know I'm the biggest Friends fan in the whole wild world. Mm. And yesterday, mm-hmm. felt like I lost one of my family members, and Matthew Perry. So I know this doesn't have anything to do with basketball, but rest in peace, Matthew Perry. You know, it's always sad when these things happen.
Fair enough.
What watching Friends go hit different now?
Bro, I tried watching it yesterday, and I'm just like, bro, this man was so special, man. Like,
fair enough.
I don't know how I'm going to cope, man. Like, people who don't love Friends, so.
I was telling you that when I'm watching Friends now, I'm gonna be laughing at all these jokes, regardless whether I find it funny.
Okay, that's great. I know people get pity laughs.
R.I.P. though.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Sure,
R.I.P.
Sure.
Basketball.
Oh, mean.
Everybody has missed their favorite basketball trio. So don't start with the reintroductions like you never knew us. Okay. Now, the voice you can tell is me, the voice of reason, the voice of truth, the man who speaks the truth, and nothing but the truth. If you don't believe me, that sounds like a you problem. If you don't agree with me, that sounds like a you problem.
Are we going to do this every episode?
And you on the other side, let me start with, on my right hand side, the man, the myth,
mm-hmm.
the legend himself.
Wow, you best believe.
The man who hates the couple than even his own worst enemy.
Not today. Is it today?
The man who doesn't think anyone even has a good status candidate.
Best believe.
Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Femi, man, it's good to be back.
You best believe, brother. Thanks for having me.
Down there, everything, whether it's nostalgic or of recent or whatever it is, talk about basketball every day.
As we should.
I want the court guests to come back, but like, we kind of felt like the quality of the last podcast was a little bit lower than what we were looking for. Like, I was struggling with my mic every damn second. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys can see the new setup. I like it. I hope you guys love it. I know Tosin loves it. Speaking of introductions, the man who loves LeBron more than Savannah. And LeBron,
Draymond is crazy.
LeBron, now it's Kyrie, or Kyrie is the game, moving like Billy Bane.
That's it.
Man, like T-Shaq Steve. What you saying?
Let's go. Yeah, that's me. That's me. Good to be back, boys. Good to be back.
Come on.
And to address our lack of consistency, I just want you guys to know, it has nothing to do with Tosin and Femi. It's all on me. I like had a lot to like go on this year. Like, you know, I got a couple of exams. Actually, a lot of exams. I got to work a lot more. Got to study. So balancing everything was a little bit tough for a while. So we just put it on hold. And that's even why you didn't get like this podcast before the season started, because I had an exam as well.
Fair enough.
I got one last one on Thursday and we're done for the year. So wish me luck, guys. But none of that matters, man. Let's get straight into why we're here. Let's get straight into the tea. Let's get into National Basketball Association.
We back.
What have you guys missed?
I mean, bro. What can I say? It is good to be back. It is good to be back. So,
Sorry, I got lost there.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm new to this all over again. But yeah, like Femi says, it's amazing to be back. Just the trades that went on, the drama. NBA is always filled with drama, so
You bet,
it's,
yo.
we have
NBA
so much
offseason
to
can be a
unpack.
series on its own.
Bro, I wish
Honestly,
they did
like
a whole documentary.
2021, keeping up with Ben Simmons.
From having Doc Rivers being a coach to talking on
Ah,
the
Doc
sidelines,
Rivers
and
is
then
go.
Bro.
and then he's saying James Harden is the reason I'm here. Like, it's
On
crazy.
ESPN, you know what? A lot of times people accuse us of having a Laker bias, actually. And we always start with the Lakers, but I'm gonna start with three of the most interesting teams in the offseason, actually. And these teams are in the East. And there's no better team to start with than the Milwaukee Bucks.
There.
Paint the picture. I want you guys to tell our listeners what your immediate reaction was when you heard Damian Lillard has been traded to the Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, for me, I did not initially like take it in. Like, I just saw it as part of like, oh, it was just another NBA news. But then again, like, preparing for the podcast, you try to deep what the moves that just like, happened in the off season. But bro, I don't think people actually realize how catastrophic that pairing is.
Did you realize? You just didn't.
I bro, because I mean, you can't like it's like literally pick your poison. The wall is the wall against Giannis can't be built because they will always have a chink in it because Damian Lillard is on the perimeter. The only team that can actually match them, and I'm pretty sure we're gonna talk about them next, is the Boston Celtics. But like just based on the Milwaukee Bucks, they have everything from like their starting five is the I probably it has to be in contention for like top spot. Because it's Dame, you have Middleton, Giannis,
Pick up the
Malik Beasley, you have
people already that learns how to shoot.
exactly, and you have Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez that could have damn near won DPOY, and he can still spread the floor for you. Now that is, I'm sure for words. I'm sure for words. That is, I don't know who allowed that to happen. NBA? Y'all hell of a script writers. Y'all have some hell of script writers.
I mean, first, the most important thing that I wanted to know was who was Milwaukee giving up? And the fact that they lost some depth for sure. They lost
Really?
Grayson Allen. They lost Grayson Allen.
You're
And
diesel for real
Grayson Allen was like their best 3-point shooter last year.
I'm not gonna
And
say
he
words in
was.
my head about Grayson Allen, but diesel for real right now.
And in the NBA, he was top five 3-point shooters in the entire league. So
In terms of what percentage?
that's, yeah. I think he was actually number one, but I just don't want
But
to say number one because.
I also want you to remember that your season ended on a Grayson Allen contested floater from the free throw line.
Okay,
Nah,
everyone has
he
missed the
probably didn't have
shot.
to take.
Everyone has missed the shot. But my point is, they lost a very good complimentary piece. They also lost Jrue Holiday. He's their most consistent, or one of their more consistent defenders, and just overall solid player. But then you get a player that averaged 30. How many points did he average last year? 31
31.
or 2
Was he
points.
31 or 33?
31.
31.
Yeah.
Points per game, having a career year last year. So although like you have the defensive deficiencies, and you also lost another complimentary piece, it's going to be interesting to see like how they're able to make up for that because Dame is like eye candy. Like he's going to be amazing. Drop mad. Oh, okay, yo. That's my fault. That's my fault.
No, but I get he's crazy.
Speaking of
My
AU,
fault.
Dwight Howard.
But can we not? Let's not start this season like this.
You know what? I lose my goal. You go.
No, I don't really have much to say in the trade. I literally, when the trade went down, I was on Twitter and I saw it and I was like, I am scared. Honestly speaking, that's how much the trade moves me, because I know you lose a lot of depth and not a lot of depth, but you lose Drew Holiday and Grayson Allen. But Tosin, you're talking about Grayson Allen being one of the best 3-point shooters. You got Damian Lillard.
Bro, come on.
Losing Grayson Allen.
Come on.
I mean, but
Come
Grayson
on.
Allen is a good defender as well. So
He's
you lose
an
two
above
good.
average defender.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You lose two good defenders and you lose an excellent 3-point shooter. You get an excellent 3-point shooter back, but no
No,
defense.
Drew, I always, bro, Tosin, stop acting like Drew Holiday is
Dame.
Dame. You can afford to go under certain screens with when Giannis is setting the pick with Drew Holiday. You cannot do that with
No,
Damian Lillard.
I'm not comparing both of them offensively. I'm comparing defensively. And the thing is, I've never thought Milwaukee Bucks had a problem offensively. So them getting Dame for me is not like it's going to be the end type shit, because they've never had a problem offensively.
I think they have, and it showed itself in the playoffs, especially when you have Giannis playing hot potato with the basketball at the end because he doesn't want Miami to foul him.
That's
In
true.
that situation,
They always give it to
everybody
them.
and the other knows that the
I
ball
mean, you
can't
guys
be.
have to remember that this guy came back from a long-term injury, Middleton,
Yeah, they have
and
to
this guy didn't
remember
play game
that.
one and game two. So, last year the viewpoint is sort of skewed. I wouldn't want to like.
Milwaukee has never really been a great team in the clutch. I think they were 15th the whole of last season in clutch time. And then, okay, we're speaking in hindsight now, but then you fast forward to their first game of the season. Then Lillard reels off 11 straight points to get the win over the Philadelphia 76ers. That's why Dame is there. A couple of times I saw the pick and roll, and there's really nothing you can do because you're either going to go under the screen to cut off Giannis rolling to the rim, but then you're giving Dame a wide open 3-point shot, and a wide open 3-point shot is like a free throw from Dame, even from 30 feet. You know what I'm
And you know what
saying?
they are
Then
playing right now? They are losing 81-59.
to who?
Atlanta Hawks.
Bro, losses happen, man. It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is,
Dame
over the course of yeah, Hawks is crazy.
has
That's
0
exactly why I'm
points.
laughing. Dame has 0.05 from three.
I think they're going to build more chemistry, and in my opinion, they're the surefire favorites to win the title.
Nice. The title, yeah. I tend
That's
to
one
agree.
end of the spectrum in the Damian Lillard trade. The other end of the spectrum is the Boston Celtics. And
That's
in the
nice.
middle of the trade went down, I said, you know what? This is also why I'm one of the greatest basketball minds of our time. I said,
Yo. Okay.
Dame to the Bucks makes them the surefire favorites right now. But if the Celtics get Drew Holiday, my money would be on them. You feel what I'm saying? And so the Celtics did listen to me. They checked my Twitter account, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Brad Stevens looking at my Twitter account.
Okay.
What did you guys make of the Drew pickup? As well as just about the Celtics in general, like the addition of Porzingis, the loss of Marcus Smart, Robert Williams and Malcolm Brogdon.
Okay. I will first petition to Twitter to remove your account, but that's okay. The Boston Celtics team are a very, very scary team. They have everything from one through five. Like in for like modern day basketball, they have everything from one through five. They have a very athletic backcourt. Derrick White the other day against Miami was just, oh my, it was not even just the 28 points. Did you see the defense he was playing?
Possessed man.
Oh my God. And he's bald now. I think there's something that has to be said about the bald OGs in the NBA.
That man named his son Hendrix. The moment I heard that, I was like, yeah, it's
Yeah,
true.
he's cold. He's valid. And like, bro, they have Drew, and you can slap Drew on any wing player. He's gonna give them a tough time. Then, okay, imagine now you switch from, imagine this pick and roll on as an offensive player. You switch from Drew to Derrick White, from Derrick White to JB, from JB to Jason Tatum. From Jason Tatum, you now meet
Or
Porzingis at the rim. That's a very Oh no, that they are a very potent team, and offensively, with the combination of JB and Jason Tatum, that's already lethal. You had the, then you now complement them with Derek White on the wings. You have Drew on the it's, and then you still have a mobile big man that can help you spread the floor. Even have to if he has to handle the ball and create something for himself, he can do that. That's an extra wrinkle into their offense. So like that team is, and their bench can. I don't think enough has been said about that depth because they have old man Horford off the bench, and they have what's his face?
The only other person I can think of is Pritchard.
Peyton Pritchard and Brogdon.
Brogdon got traded.
Brogdon got traded, sorry. So I mean, the only thing
Hauser.
is, huh?
Hauser.
Oh, Sam Hauser.
Yeah,
He's a good 3-point shooter.
yeah. But the
Yeah.
thing is, at the end of the day, the depth might have to even come into play, especially in the playoffs, because once they have to sit JB and Tatum, foul trouble or fatigue, they might need one more piece. You get. So I still think they're a very potent team, but I still need I feel like they need that firepower off the bench. Like they got like a Dennis Schroeder now.
Yeah, that's the best player in the world, man.
You get me?
Best player in the world.
Because didn't he win MVP in the
Yeah,
World Cup?
he's
Yeah,
woke up.
the best player in the world. Better than Giannis and all.
But Tosin, what do you think of the Celtics? Oh, yeah, sorry, before we move on to, you don't have anything to say about them losing Smart,
I mean,
and often.
Smart would have been key off the bench. It would have been their firepower off the bench. Not in production, but it would get the bench guys going, right? But losing that, obviously, that's what I mean by we need that extra piece, you know?
I think they're a piece of from being favorites,
Yes,
so they're
like
definitely.
they are 1,000%. From what I saw, 1,000%.
Doesn't worry about you.
All right, so before I start,
Anytime he
I
clears
have
his throat, you just know.
that he's about to
You
dish
just know he's about to go
about to dish it out right now.
I have hot takes, so just
Okay.
everybody
You're no
beware.
stranger to hot takes, man.
Yeah.
Let's hear this.
This entire offseason for the Boston Celtics, I think they got worse. You lose
Interesting.
Brogdon, you lose Smart, you lose
Time Lord.
Williams, and you
And
lose
Grant Williams. Grant Williams.
Grant Williams, yeah. Then you lose the other Williams
Yeah, and that
to
Time Lord
Portland.
and Grant Williams. Robert Williams
Yeah.
and Time and Grant Williams.
So you lose those four key players for them. And then you get Jrue Holiday and the
Porzingis.
seventh, yeah, Porzingis. Now, I think Porzingis is a good player. He had a career year last year. But when I look at Porzingis' career, I think that's more the outlier. I've seen him struggle with other all-star players. I've
Don't agree
seen
with
him.
that, I'll reach out.
Okay, when you reach your turn, you can disagree.
My bad, bro. My bad.
I see him as an injury-prone player, and with the players you have on your team, if you lose him, I don't know how you're going to adjust to that because you don't have like backups for that, except you rely on Horford again. For and then with Marcus Smart for me was there. Heart and soul, but on top of that, he was the IQ. Now, for me, I can't point to someone with IQ on that team. Now, that's not saying that they don't have great players, but when it comes to like IQ, if you know what I mean, I can't point to anyone with IQ on that team.
That's
They have
also
a
true.
bunch of they have a bunch of guys that make a lot of mistakes. Like Tatum for me is still he's not like someone
The
that
Tatum
can
slander will be told right now.
orchestrate. It's not like someone that can orchestrate an offense. He's more like, maybe I'm double teamed or make the obvious pass or like make a bucket for himself. Not like someone that will actually tell guys where to be. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. Like I don't see that from him. Jaylen Brown is also a myself type of guy. If he sees an obvious pass, he'll make that pass obviously. But that loss of Smart, I think. For me, Smart is someone I hold more important than Jrue Holiday because Jrue Holiday He's a defensive guy, just like Smart. But Smart offensively, I prefer Smart because Smart is versatile. Like Smart can orchestrate things. Also defensively, Smart can guard like almost 1 to 5. Jrue Holiday, I don't think he can guard the five as well as Smart. That's just me, dude. That's just opinion based.
So you're not really into the Celtics hype.
Yeah, I think both teams got worse. Bucks as well.
Milwaukee and
But
Boston got worse.
yeah, I think both of them got worse.
Okay,
But
hot takes. Hot takes.
I
Really
think
hot takes.
Bucks are a little bit ahead. Just that's just me.
He came with the hot takes.
First of all, I totally disagree with your Smart Holiday. First of all, the IQ thing I don't agree with. I think time and time again, we've seen the Celtics, the game where Derrick White hit the tap in, time and time again, we've seen Marcus Smart take the most important shot for the Celtics in a game. And that's why most of the time they end up falling short. I think Jrue Holiday is more of a higher IQ player than Marcus Smart, in my opinion.
Sorry to cut you
Yeah,
short. Remember the play against Boston Celtics where he blocked the ball and knocked it off of Smart, actually.
exactly. I think Holiday is a high IQ basketball
Yeah.
player. I think with his experience, he can actually
Galvanized it, yeah.
organize him down the stretch. Now, I also don't agree with you in terms of Porzingis because, bro, the guys are actually forgetting how quickly the narrative changed on Porzingis is crazy because when he was in New York, he was nice. Like KD called him a unicorn and all that. He was also one of the best defensive players in the league
Fair.
when he was in New
My
York. So
take was playing with an all-star though.
yeah, but the thing is, Porzingis is not a second on the championship
And I also don't think
level
Rick
team.
Carlisle used him well when he was on the Mavericks.
Fair. But
The first season
also
before.
when he played with Bradley Beal, he was it's only when
Yeah, they
Bradley Beal was
carried
out.
that, yeah.
No, when Bradley Beal was injured for the most part, that's why he was able to take
Yeah, but you
control
can't
or
put
take
that
charge.
on him.
I mean, but I've just not seen him like
Also,
share the court with
cast
like.
your mind back to the first year where the Mavericks played the Clippers in the bubble. He was cooking till he got hurt. And the naysayers say the Mavs would have probably won that series if he stays healthy. I don't agree with that, but they have a point. I do believe they would have stood more of a chance at winning that series if he stayed healthy. But then the next year when they played the Clippers, Carl used him primarily as a spacer. And the Clippers went small throughout the series, and he still decided to use him as a spacer and not take advantage of his height and size in the post.
So, do you think they're going to take advantage of that on Boston?
I think the reason why the Celtics traded for Porzingis is because a lot of times last year, because the Mazzulla tried to get his best offensive players on the floor consistently, they constantly had to go small. They made the 4 foot at the five, stretching the floor. But now with Porzingis, you can get your best offensive players on the floor without necessarily sacrificing size and still have Horford off the bench. So I think the Celtics and the Bucks got extensively better this offseason. As a matter of fact, maybe they traded for Porzingis. They were my favorites for this season. I still have them winning the chip for now, but I completely disagree with your take of them and Milwaukee getting worse. And I hope you continue liking them.
I wouldn't say the Celtics got extensively better. They got better, but they're still lacking that bench is gonna come is gonna come clutch in the playoffs. That's why the Nuggets got as far as they did, because they could trust Aaron Gordon when they could take.
Jordan just started.
I mean, who comes off their bench? Bruce Brown. They could trust him to spark. He's not a Bruce Brown though.
You'll have Derrick White off the bench as well. Oh no,
No,
because your back
Brayton
first.
will be Peyton, and
So
so they need a bigger
I
guard
heard
off the
about
bench.
getting these, but to say they got worse,
I don't think they
maybe
did
they
go.
did.
I don't think they did get worse. I think they got better, but not
Well, I mean,
as
time will
better.
tell.
Yeah, we'll
We
see.
need for the course of the season. So
We'll see.
listen, yo, I'll ask you again. You're not buying into the Celtics hype.
I mean, there are only so many good teams in the East, so obviously they're still going to be at the top. But if I'm comparing it to their previous year, I think they got worse. We won't be able to tell simply because they're still going to be at the top in the East because the East has no one.
Okay, in that case, let's move over to the most dramatic team in the NBA. Philadelphia 76ers. So, actually, speaking on the Sixers, I think they put up a valiant effort when they played against the Milwaukee Bucks.
They did.
And I think they're going to be pretty solid this season.
They did. And Tosin, you did. One second. Tosin, I do want to give you credit for calling out Tyrese Maxey as per like buying into his stock early. Like, you put us on. I ain't going to lie. Well done. Mm-hmm. That was right. Good scouting skills.
Can I give my hot take?
I mean, the floor is yours, brother.
I think the Sixers got better by subtraction, addition by subtraction. The fact that James Harden,
Skip Bayless.
The fact that James Harden,
what is wrong with you?
Is not going to be on the floor with those boys. It gives Maxey the freedom to actually become who he's supposed to be. James Harden was holding that boy back. And James Harden is a liability defensively. And James Harden can't shoot like before. James Harden is not that guy. Sure, you can average 11 points per game. But that was what's the Boston legend? The point guard, Rondo. That's Rondo. James Harden is Rondo, right? So if you can unleash a Maxey, I would definitely take that.
So you're going James? Wait.
Discombobulated.
The Celtics got worse. The Bucks got worse. The Sixers got better.
The Sixers got better by addition by subtraction.
So who did
you
pick to make it up?
Oh, obviously that's Milwaukee. What do you mean? Don't you know it's possible to be worse and still be better than someone that got better?
You know what? Oh my god. I'd love to take an expression into Tosin's head. Find out what's going on in there.
It's definitely possible to be better, but not still as good as someone that goes.
No, two things can't be true, though.
Really, but I just find it funny how the two teams who we were picking up, you brought down, and the ones who we brought down, you picked them up.
No. Think about it. Do you think James Harden on that team?
No, I don't think James Harden makes a significant difference. What I do think is how quickly
it makes a significance.
What pieces they could get without James Harden on the team. That's what determined the success of the Philadelphia 76ers this season. Because
no, 1,000%.
I want Embiid to get out. I want him to go to New York, to go to the Knicks.
And go be on that Thibodeau? Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. I just realized, man.
Oh, God.
Hamstring are going to be briskets at the end of the season.
He'd be getting, no, he'd be definitely injury prone.
I just want to go to get out of Philly if they can't move James Harden. Because James Harden needs to realize, but look at me, James. Are you looking at me?
Okay. James.
It's over.
Oh, my God.
Look how strong arm teams into giving you a deal, there's no interest for you anymore.
Hey,
you can't be moved consistently.
Chill,
it's over.
Hey,
no, honestly, how many seasons in a row are we gonna do this? Somebody needs to sit him down and talk to him. You are not that guy anymore. Alright? So settle down.
Voice.
Find a team to stay with.
Voice.
Honestly,
voice. Like,
not bad, man, but he's starting to irritate me so much. How many teams are we going to see him quit on all of the name of I'm trying to get? Imagine Daryl Morey is a liar. I will never play for Daryl Morey again. You better hope you play in the NBA again because there's no interest for you. Apparently, no, this is Stephen A. Smith. Yes.
Which is always a lie.
I'm going to start off by saying that. But SAS said the Rockets wanted to offer him. The Rockets actually made Femi's list for something that's crazy, but I'm getting into that right now. SAS said the Rockets wanted to offer him a max contract. And the moment he started talking about winning scoring titles again, Ime Udoka rescinded the offer, or Ime Udoka told the front office to rescind the offer. So I don't know what you got going on, buddy, but you need to take a look in the mirror and realize.
I mean,
yeah. Go ahead, go ahead.
I used to call him Step Back. Yeah. Yo, for real. But now he's washed up.
I'm watching him in the playoff, most I've heard.
Yo. See, like, bro, like, he's not even, they call AD a roller coaster. That man is not even a roller coaster. That man is just a boat with no direction, no sail. Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? They call him a roller coaster. But Harden has no direction. He's a dinner man. To be honest, what more do you want from Joel? Like, at the end of the day, like, we've seen Joel play with an arbitration fracture. He needs to still show up in the playoffs. I'm not excusing his lack of production. But, I mean, if you have that co-star in today's NBA, it makes life so much more easier. And for him to still feel like, at this age, to still feel at your age, you still feel like you need a grand deal. Like, LeBron has earned those deals. Steph has earned those deals. What's his face? Kawhi has earned those deals. But, like, look at Westbrook. Exactly.
Realize that if you want to keep playing in the NBA, you're going to have to make some changes.
You have to make some personal changes. They told him that he wasn't fit to even get on the plane. And buddy started throwing a tantrum.
That was bad. I think it was a bad move to say, sir.
No. But it's still legit. I still feel it's legit. I still feel it's legit because one, he's been unprofessional so far.
What do you see? Tosin has been trying to warn us about James Harden for almost 3 years now.
Look how Tosin is even looking at us.
Can I say something?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
First off, I want to like maintain consistency with my thought process. I'm always against organizations and always pro player. So I want to start off with that. What the game they sort of the game they played with James Harden, where this sort of, I mean, everything's insinuating we promise you some money and we're not going to give it to you based on your performance. Now, James Harden, both sides are wrong. You don't promise someone something and then back out. Like, you didn't give the caveat when you made the promise. So, like, you just springing it up out of nowhere is sort of wrong. But James Harden, you have to know that. You have to remain a professional. Regardless of the situation, show up, get your trade value up, and if you want to leave, it's going to work out that way.
That's the only way.
Now, the other part to it is he has no reflection. He has no self-reflection. If you have self-reflection, you know that even China, they might even reject you because you're not that guy. Now, the only guys that I see accepting...
He has been missing this.
Yeah, the only guys that I see accepting him is if there's like an Ayimba like basketball team or something like that. Those are the guys that will be needing.
The Sixers tried to trade him straight up for Terrence Mann. And the Clippers said no.
Yep. Yep.
So
I just think he needs to have reflection. If you have self-reflection, you know that, okay, I need to get my trade value up. Where what I played last year is not good enough. I can't keep going on reputation of scoring 60 points 7,000 years ago. Like, bro, it's way too long.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago.
Like, he and Ben Simmons, they have the same mentality. They think they're still... But yeah, I'll just leave it at that. They need to realign their thinking. They know who they were.
That's exactly how Chris Paul thought you'd be consistently be starting for the Warriors.
been through a lot.
I'm just saying, it's
yes.
Like you gotta. I mean, you gotta play towards the team. No.
About Chris Paul.
No, I didn't see it.
Check it out. It was a while ago, but you should check it out.
Oh, about. Oh, the one we.
No one is
mentioned. The one with the extra.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Did you see
those? No. I didn't see it.
You didn't see the Kanye tweet.
The Kanye. Oh, about Chris Paul and Kardashian.
I said no names.
Oh, my fault. I didn't hear that part. But yeah, Chris Paul and Kim Kardashian.
Yeah,
so that's a story for another day. But yeah, that's it about the Sixers, man. So you are not buying into the Sixers. You are not buying into the Sixers. I'm not buying into the Sixers, but I still think they're gonna be a pretty decent team around.
I mean,
48,
it's the East.
45, 48.
It's the 48, East. They're gonna win some games.
What about you, Tosin?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there are only three teams in the East. Every other team, they're there to play 5-4-4. So,
sweeping declaration. Even though we have the best player in the world, I will not be watching a single Toronto Raptors game this season.
Who's the best,
Masai,
who's the best player?
Ujiri,
Dennis Schroeder.
Dennis Schroeder.
Because he won MVP in the World Cup.
All right. Sorry, you got it.
Masai Ujiri is the most overrated president of basketball operations in the league. I mean, GM. I mean, whatever they call it. Oh, have you seen the Raptors squad?
So years ago, when he was doing all right, you were singing his praise.
But that's what he's living off of now. I didn't say he's the worst. I said he's the most overrated.
Okay.
He's living off of one trade, man.
Raptors, I would never give up on you.
Okay. Why are you acting like you didn't make a list? Yes, you know what? You know what? So you know, the Raptors made Femi's list of top five teams with no future.
I will never give up on you, but you have no future.
This is what men do, man. You give Yoruba men a bad name. man, moving on to the West, man, because like Tosin said, every other team in the East is there to buy puff puff. The West seems a little bit more competitive. Actually, no, a lot more competitive than the East right now. You got a couple firepowers in there, but I would first of all like to start off by giving Tosin credit because he's been on the Jokic bandwagon for a time now, and Jokic overshowed up in the playoffs last year.
Tosin is definitely a scout. He's a definitely future NBA scout.
Jokic overshowed up in the bro. You know, I promise. So let me not get into that. But what do you guys make of Denver this season? I know they lost Bruce Brown.
I
think that's the only major piece that they actually lost.
I fear them. They still have Reggie.
Jackson,
Mr. October Mr. June. Sorry. So I mean. I fear them. Every team should want. There's a reason why they're the NBA champions for a reason, and there's a reason why they're the Lakers' daddy.
Hey,
I said it.
Did you hear the fans?
Yeah, I did.
Who's your daddy?
I said it because even like after all that braggadocio and zibridi that AD and LeBron were talking at the press conference that when we see them, the opening. Night, chat like ring night.
They got smoked.
This is when you like tell them that okay, you think you're my daddy? I'll show you who's daddy.
Hey,
yo, mute that guy's mic. Mute his mic.
Yeah, what is going on?
I said it because now is the time for you to actually put some, you know, work behind your talk.
Facts, though.
You know, like it's ring night. This is when you actually put a bitter taste in their mouth as they leave in their home.
Right, like the way the Clippers did to the Lakers in 2021.
You get me?
Yeah. If you want to shut them up,
if you want to shut them
up, best thing you can do is shut them up when they're getting their rings.
You get me? Like, and you know, they're all happy. Like, and you know, Aaron Gordon is holding the rim and dunking, and you're watching all of that happen. And
man, Femi, I hear you.
But, they,
but we're talking about the Denver Nuggets.
The right Nuggets are good.
So that's all you have to say.
Yeah, that's all I have to say.
Tosin, what about you?
Two things. Okay, actually, three things. when you have a system in place, you can let go of what you consider key players and you'll still be super fine. Letting go of.
Sorry to cut you short, but that applies to damn near every single sport. Every
Yes.
single sport.
Correct.
Team sport, to be precise.
Facts.
When you lose like a Bruce Brown and you're like worried, or even Bones Highland, because before they traded him, that guy was going off.
I liked him as well.
Yeah, when you trade
Bruce
what people consider
Brown.
what people consider key complementary players, you just find yourself being fine because you have a system in place. Everyone that is on the court, they know where they're supposed to be. They know when the ball is on this side. This is what I'm supposed to do. It's fluid. Like everyone is one big body. Like they know what they're doing. You see
Fair, fair.
KCP looking unguardable. You see
Finally making
this
his
new guy.
threes.
Like you see this guy that is just playing for the first time since
Is it Christian
Braun?
Braun?
So, huh? Christian
Braun?
Braun?
The white
The ginger dude?
the white fellow.
No, not ginger dude. He's on black guy like that. But he's playing
Oh,
amazing.
is it Zeke Nnaji?
No, not Najee. Not Najee. This guy is not nearing Africa in Jesus' name. But yeah, they just seem like they seamlessly transition from all these players. And when my second point is when you have a player like Jokic and you have the point guard, what's
Jamal
his
Murray.
name? Jamal Murray, like
Yeah.
those are perfect leaders. Like they don't talk much. They just go out there and show you. They have this. It seems the start of every play they have is a screen. Jokic setting the screen, and everything just starts the motion, and it's just amazing to watch. It
Yeah.
reminds me of like Spurs, prime Spurs with
Fair,
Tim Duncan.
fair,
Duncan.
fair. Good shout,
Yeah.
good shout.
So I don't see any worries with them. And my third point is. Their scouting department or president or whatever, he deserves a huge shout because he reminds me of Golden State
Bob
during their
Myers.
prime years. Yeah,
Yeah.
but Mars during their prime years, like when you have the pillars, Steph Curry, Draymond, blah, blah, he
Clay,
knows
yeah.
how he
And
knows the
you
right
build
complementary
sufficiently around
players.
them.
Yeah. So those
Ogbon,
three
fair.
things, I just feel like they are perfect. They are perfect.
No, 1,000%, man. I completely agree with what you're saying. And just to add on to that, everybody knows how great of a player Jokic is. But Jamal Murray is one of the scariest players in the NBA.
I don't know why he's not getting any much more
Bro,
PR.
do you know Jamal Murray obviously gained my respect in the bubble and all that? But that the game against the Lakers where he was trash. I'm saying for like two and a half quarters straight,
Yeah.
he was trash.
Is he in the bubble?
No. This was in the playoffs last year. And he made 1-3 and finished the game with 31 points or something like that. I'm saying the onslaught from the end of the third quarter till the end of the game was he was making. I don't know if you play 2K, but you know what they call circus threes.
Yeah.
He was just at and nothing but rim as well. And then you have Jokic, man. Like guarding Nikola Jokic must be so demoralizing because you think you forced him into a bad shot and he just with his two-handed Larry Bird behind the back release just throws it into the net,
Off
like
the right leg.
off one leg, like
I think he
bro.
calls it the somber shuffle.
What are we doing here?
The summer shuffle.
No, well, honestly speaking, like Tosin has said everything point blank period about the Denver Nuggets, man. And it's good to see that their owners are the Kroenke
Because
Sports Entertainment
you know
because they own Arsenal too.
facts. You know, their system reminds me of the Bulls in like the prime, like prime Bulls. Yes, they have the triangle system. So whenever they get to the top of the key, they have like a little triangle with the small forward, power forward, and shooting
Center.
guard where they set a screen and
Yeah.
you know they get Mike open and stuff like that. So the thing is with Denver, once Jokic goes to set that screen, the motion is already just
Yeah. Their
it's
off-ball
just happening.
movement was on display against the Miami Heat in the finals.
Yeah, like bro, it is. And it gets really exhausting because you feel like you know what they're going to do, but because of it's so randomized.
So many players cutting at the same time.
So random. Yeah. You just never know who Jokic is going to pass on because he's such a good passer. It gets really difficult because now he gets the Jokic assist because he's going to put one guy in position to make the better pass out to the 3-point line. And it's just because it's so random, it's scary.
That you see consistently pass up good shots, great shots, is well coached.
It's scary. You better be your communication against Denver has to be like military type communication because you gotta know where each personnel is.
And then the next team in there, they made a lot of, actually, before we get to the Suns, let's talk about the Lakers.
Mm.
I like their roster. I think, what's his name? Rob Pelinka has done a pretty good job to revitalize the Lakers from that horrible Russell Westbrook trade. Trade was just horrible for each party involved, even the Washington Wizards. But Rob Pelinka has done a great job of, you know, building a good team around LeBron and AD. LeBron James in year 21 is still going strong. I watched him blow by to the rim like 3 times in the first half against the Nuggets. I'm still finished strong as well. And I'm like, doing this in year 21 is crazy. But bro, Anthony Marshawn Davis, I'm going to leave his discussion up to you two because I've already said enough about AD on this podcast. I don't want anyone to think I have a personal vendetta against him. So that's up to the both of you, man.
Do you want to go, or should I go?
You know what, Tosin, you go.
Yeah. So the first thing I want to say about Anthony Davis is if in the world I shot Anthony Davis's mom, right? And then, this is hypothetical. I'm not going to do that. We don't condone violence here. And then Anthony Davis called me saying, yo, when I see you on site, I'm a human type of situation. Do you know how peaceful I'm going to sleep at night?
What are you trying to say?
That guy cannot carry out a threat. He cannot promise you anything and deliver. This guy, Denver Nuggets, they disrespected him all summer. He said, yo, he was basically saying, when I see you, he's on site, trust me, better believe. This guy came and like lay down like a puppy. Jokic was like pressing on this guy, just destroying him in every way possible, every angle. This guy scored 0 points in the second half.
That was crazy. That was insane.
And then you still get to go home to your family. Like, what is it?
What do you want him to do?
He should just bury his head in shame. Like, he should sleep in the gym. He needs to sleep in the gym, yo.
We need to get to sit out to LA, man. You just hear one person in the crowd shouting, shame.
But all I'm saying is, Lakers can never win the championship with AD being the best player. That's all.
Rough.
That's harsh. That's harsh, but it might be the harsh reality.
Yeah, that's rough.
And it's a sad reality.
Yeah, because LeBron is in his year 21. See, let me just put it out there. I've never said LeBron is not a great player. In fact, LeBron Ramon James is an all-time great player. That's what I'll say. But right now, you know, seeing some of his movements, the only thing that just catches up to him is fatigue because obviously he's up there in age. But other than that, the man is still moving like a well-oiled machine. And you got to give credit where credit is due.
Because you sure he was mic'd up for the game against Denver. And you just see have you ever heard Iman Jumper telling the story about LeBron James? Everything he says is factual. Like, he's telling his teammates, yo, I get the ball on the low post. I can see everything. If he moves.
Yeah, cut, and what did Dino do?
He's too short the ball.
Don't get me started on D'Angelo Russell, man. Lakers fans are already doing enough to that poor man. Lakers fans just gotta. Lakers should just stop trading for anybody named Russell. Just keep it out.
Like, how can LeBron give you the cheat code? He said, "Yo, on the elbow, just pass it to me. Just give the ball to me. Simple instruction."
You see what's gonna shoot it.
That man, D'Angelo Russell, turned a three or one fast break into a missed three. How do you do that?
It takes skill.
So, what are your expectations for the Lakers this season?
So, before I just go, let me just talk about Anthony Davis. Right? I was just trying to prop up LeBron so it doesn't look like I do not like him. I like him to an extent.
Mm.
He is a great basketball player. Uh-huh. I will never deny that. But his time where he's constantly leading the team and being the number one, I believe it's over. He is a complimentary star now. In my
solid opinion. Number two.
Yeah, it's like a really solid number two. There is no taking away from his greatness, you know, but he's just, right now, he's a solid number two. But Anthony Davis.
LeBron.
Oh, no, LeBron is solid number three, but go ahead.
But AD, I try to nickname him Alternative Diesel. Why? Because while Shaq was on the Lakers, he was the Diesel, right? Before AD got to the Lakers, he was dominating, right? So I try to call him the alternate of the Diesel because he had his own way of dominating the basketball game, right?
Yep.
But buddy, how are you so lazy? How? I mean, to be honest, at some point you think it's effort, but you don't want to deny that the man is, because the man is out there, he's playing those minutes, he is definitely putting effort. But if you want to be considered, it, like Bron was saying that, AD's number has to be retired. Where? Staples? Staples don't exist anymore. He's crypto. And he ain't done nothing for
Bron
crypto.
Bron was talking about his high school. Bron was talking about his high school.
Okay.
So what is wrong with you?
So, like, ADA, I'm just saying, like, Anthony, man, if only he would, like, focus his mind on just staying consistent. It wasn't up until he went on that personal run in the playoffs that the Lakers were where they were.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've never seen him play the way he did in the playoffs.
You get me? So, like, for him to still be not in that mindset of, like, I always have to dominate every game. You get me? Like, you are a champion. Don't think just because you're a champion, you're a made man. I'm sorry. It's people like Curry that can carry themselves like a made man. It's people like Curry that can fake name on the online phone call order for like for Uber Eats or something. They can fake their name, not Anthony Davis. If they say Anthony Davis, your name is Anthony Davis.
What is wrong with you?
Yo, you think if he says my name, this is Anthony Davis, they're like, yeah, what do you want to eat?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
My name is Anthony Davis. I'm happy I'm help to you.
So what?
Please pass down the line.
Don't stand at the back. What do you think if he comes and stands behind you and say, hey, I'm Anthony Davis. And so?
You say you're Anthony Davis. You know that video? You know that video of Paul Pierce throwing his jersey?
That's the kind of treatment he deserves.
Anthony Davis, what do you want? That's crazy, man.
No.
I don't blame him for the constant injuries. What I do blame him for is not showing up to his level of talent. Because Anthony Davis's talent is top five in the NBA easily. But you just got to show up.
Every single
just got to show up consistently. They call him Tim Duncan on steroids for a reason. AD, honestly, when AD in the bubble is one of the best players I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, one of the best versions of a player I've ever seen.
But, you know,
you could space him, you could post him, you could, I mean.
He didn't miss free throws. His mid-range was damn near automatic in the playoffs.
He won one chip and thought, oh, I'm made.
Is what it is, man. Well, hopefully he shows up for Lakers fans. I don't like the Lakers, so I don't really care.
So, but for my expectation, they would just obviously push for being a top seed in the West, to avoid the play-in. But in the playoffs, win one or two series. That's it.
Another team that we're good to focus on is the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix Suns decided to trade for Bradley Beal in the offseason. They added that to KD and Devin Booker. Chris Paul traded away, landed on the Warriors. Actually, let's talk about the Phoenix Suns and the Warriors together because we don't have much time. Do you guys think with the addition of the guys that they got from the Dame trade, the likes of Yusuf Nurkic and all, and Grayson Allen and Bobo.
Yeah, and what's his face? What's that guy from Portland? I always forget.
Nasir Little?
No, Little is not on Suns. I always forget about him.
Little's on Suns.
Little's on Suns? Yeah. I think he might have been.
Yeah. What do you guys think? And then with the addition of Chris Paul to the Warriors, do you see that as a positive or negative addition? And what are the ceilings for both teams?
To start, like in the great words of our co-personnel here, Tosin, a pickup of Chris Paul is like picking up a bag of Doritos.
It's like picking up a bag of Cheetos.
Because for me, it doesn't make any difference. Mm. But it does relieve Curry of the ball handling duties, and it does add an extra wrinkle of ball handling on the floor when he's on the floor.
I personally think the Warriors' problem is the fact that they need to get Steph on the ball more than off ball.
You may be right. You are probably right. But that's why it doesn't make any sense as to why they would get Chris Paul.
Yeah, I didn't agree with the move in the first place.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. But for the Suns, I think he's a great positive, because as much as Nurkic is still recovering from 2018, he's still...
When you say 2018, do you mean when LeBron posterized?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
Excuse me. But, you know, it's the... I think he's still going to still give them that extra bang or exercise down low.
Yeah. And like dominating. It's more like dominated.
You get me?
Yeah.
And the addition of Grayson Allen gives them an extra defender with Josh Okogie, and it still allows... Stop. It still allows Booker to be Book, Bill to be Bill, and KD to operate. So
the game against the Warriors, Devin Booker is one of the disgusting players in the league
now. He's the wicked soul.
Oh my God!
He legit goes out there with the intent to embarrass you.
Nice, man. He's too nice. Tosin, what about you? Oh, sorry. Ceiling for the Suns.
Ceiling for the Suns again. Second round exit.
Really,
man.
Tosin, what about you?
The Suns. I'll start with the Suns. I think they got really good talents. The only unfortunate thing is they got two paper mache. Bradley Beal is paper mache.
What?
And Nurkic is paper mache.
This is how you know the court cast is back, man. Does he make statements that just make me and Femi go, what? Where are you going with this?
Now, if the wind blows too heavy, Nurkic is getting injured. Now, if the wind is heavy, Bradley Beal's back is out. Now, I don't know what he does. I don't know what he does in his spare time when his back can be going out that heavy.
Relax.
But season didn't even start, and his back is out. I always say, like, your best ability is your availability. When you have two players that their potential to be unavailable at critical points in the season is very high, I don't know how good of a trade that is. Now, I'm not taking it away from the talent. The talent is there. But you cannot win with players that won't be there. My hot take is the best player on that team is Devin Booker.
For sure. It's not even a hot take to me.
Okay, fair enough. And... KD would have to know his place for them to win. If he tries to be number one, they are not going to win. He has to know that he's number two and play like a number two.
Yeah, actually. You continue. Go ahead.
Okay. Their coach, I don't know anything about him.
Isn't it
Frank Vogel?
I Frank Vogel, yeah. I kind of know something about him. But I'm not really...
you're not fully sold.
I'm not really the biggest fan of him. Like, yeah, sure, he has this defensive stuff. But I mean, I'll definitely see. They run some plays that I'm impressed with. But when you have Devin Booker and KD, your inadequacies will sort of be covered because they're super great.
No, for sure.
Okogi, this guy they got from Clippers, Eric Gordon.
That's a Harry huge Gordon pickup, in my opinion.
Is a huge pickup that could either be really good or not, because he's like J.R. Smith. When he's on fire, like you're really happy.
Eric Gordon be making some threes. You're like, oh,
yeah. Did you have that in the first place?
Yep.
But he can like go rainbow threes.
He can go 0-8, which is
for sure. Reality. No, I agree with you 1,000%.
So I think their ceiling is definitely very high. I think they're going to be. I think they're the second best team in the West for me.
I totally agree with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know where, same page, because it's matchup situation. If they face someone that is going to beat them out in the first round,
my thing with every team in the West is you can't handle Nikola Jokic, so there's no hope for every single one of you.
Yeah, but moving on to the Warriors, quickly, the Warriors, like I hate when they still think they can play small ball, because their small ball thrived when in the league it was either you're 6'5" with like maybe 6'7" wingspan, and then you're either 7 feet and you're not really mobile. The guys in the league right now, they're like 6'9", 7,000 wingspan, and they're mobile. So that small ball, they are chasing you down quickly.
7,000 wingspan.
and then they're getting older with Klay Thompson.
Yeah, he's not the defender he once was.
Klay Thompson won't be an all-star in India if he went to their league.
Boom.
They have a league there. So I just think when you have someone that is constantly shooting 4 for 15, that every time you shoot, you're like praying to God, oh, I hope this is the hot Klay Thompson, not the one that is worried about his toaster. But yeah, then Draymond, I don't know what Draymond's going to be like because he hasn't played yet. But Chris Paul, you know what Chris Paul is. Chris Paul is worried about the Kardashians.
That's the second Rajon Rondo, man. You love to see.
Yeah, he's just an annoying Rajon Rondo. So we'll see what I'm not watching their game today because obviously we're doing the pod, but he started off the bench. I'm going to see, like, Kuminga seems like he has improved. So
the Chris Paul bucket. Leading the...
Okay. Chris Paul leading the second unit will be interesting to see. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. It's been a while since I said that.
Said what?
Don't say it again.
I totally agree with you guys' point of view in the West, and I don't think there's any team of serious significance to cover in the West except one, actually, the San Antonio Spurs. Did you guys
what about OKC?
Oh. Femi and I were talking about OKC yesterday.
I bought stocks into them.
Wait. Who did I say is taking over Kyrie duties when Kyrie is gone? And I said this mad long.
SGA. All
right, go ahead.
No. Like, you guys already know, like, since last year, I've been buying into the Thunder stocks. I'm like, I like what I'm seeing there. And then Femi showed me this clip yesterday of, I think it was Talking Basketball.
Yeah, Thinking Basketball.
And they basically broke down their offense. And I'm like,
yo, you better buy stocks.
And SGA is just a budding superstar. Like, I genuinely think
he is already.
He's the purest basketball player in the league, right? Maybe after Devin Booker. And when you're asking for like...
PG's up there.
Oh, you're right. When you're asking for like a basketball player that's pure, no wasted dribbles, elite space creation, high IQ, great shooter, great passer, pretty good defender. That is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Wait, you're forgetting one guy, though. Didn't you see what Andrew Drummond did to Chet?
Hey. Tosin.
We don't talk about Andrew Drummond in a positive light.
Did you see the way he didn't waste any dribbles and he broke his ankle?
You're bullying that man, man.
Go ahead.
But yeah, Chet Holmgren is... I have a hot take on him, actually, but I'll say it later on. But yeah, they're well coached. Jalen Williams, I like him. I actually think if he started off the year the way he ended it, I think he would have won Rookie of the Year over Banchero. Am I missing somebody? Dort Chamber. Talk about that. But I like them. They might finally achieve the heights that the Russ, KD, Harden trio failed to achieve, but they still got, I think they're going to be the most exciting team to watch in the league this season. They still have some growing to do before they become elite NBA title contender.
Yeah, and they just need one trade. Just one trade. And they have the assets to do it. The draft picks.
Hawking picks.
Yo, that team, if you don't buy stocks now, you're going to be late to that train. I'm telling you.
If they need, per se, because if Chet grows the way they think he would, SGA continues growing. Giddey. Jalen Williams.
I'm just saying, imagine an Embiid on that team.
Really have a liability defensively. The shorter
they're good because SGA buys in on the defensive end as well.
Luthor shorter than SGA?
Luthor is a defender and a half.
I know, but he's like I'm just saying, like height wise.
No, but I think he's shorter.
He's more stocky. Yeah, that's what I mean.
OKC is a good shout. Did you guys see Wembanyama in his first game? Bro, yeah, the San Antonio Spurs have such low IQ players, man. In clutch time, Keldon Johnson. Ain't nobody trying to see you turn the ball over, man. Just give the ball to Wemby and get out. That's your only job. That man got the ball on the right wing, literally just sized his defender up and pulled it over him. I watched him contest multiple threes from the free throw line. Who does that?
Did you see his block on Kyrie?
Hey!
Is that double block for me?
Kyrie actually tried to hit the double block the next game as
the
well.
The double block was crazy.
Nah, yeah. they...
That's what I was like, okay, you know what? I've been trying to give him a hard time because, you know, NBA hype train is always, they always hype up that player. Sometimes they turn out good. Sometimes, you know, circumstances happen. But that was the one play that I was like, okay, if this guy continues playing like this,
You guys think he's a generational talent?
I believe he is, because he is, absolutely, because his jump shot apex is no longer a dunk, bro. Because KD is a dunk. You can't block that. You have to block it on the way up.
I'm saying, like, he doesn't, when he sizes you up, when he's going up, he doesn't see whatever you think you're contesting is not there.
You have to hope he misses.
If he gets a more consistent three ball,
do you know, Jermaine was saying this, do you know what would make him stand out as an all-time great?
What?
Shot blocking.
I agree with you.
If he for his first couple seasons focus on shot blocking, he can
get into the defensive player of the year as quickly as Evan Mobley.
Bro. I might be buying stocks, but I want to see some more.
I want to see him grow.
I want to see him grow first.
What about you? You know, you're originally a Spurs fan.
Yeah. The difference between he and Chet to me is his ball handling. This guy dribbles like a point guard. Like, he's low to the ground dribbling.
Mm.
So if you have like a Porzingis on him, he's breaking Porzingis down.
Absolutely.
So like, that's the deal. Because for me, I've been thinking about it, like, Chet is really close to this guy, like, in terms of like skill, and I'm like, what can I look at to like separate them? And I just think he's ball handling. When Wembanyama doesn't have like an all-star next to him, where he has to share responsibilities with, Chet has like several.
Please let Keldon Johnson know he's not an all-star.
I mean, I like Keldon Johnson and Vassell. I think they're really good players. And they were playing really well that game as well. So
yeah,
I
can see what they did in the clutch is unforgivable.
If I was on that team, clutch time, everything pick and roll.
Everything pick and roll. Just get Wemby in the spots you know he's comfortable in.
Put the ball. Who's catching it?
You just be throwing long.
You'll be throwing it every single time. Like, that's literally your only solution. You are getting points every single time. Is there going to be a foul, or you get two and one?
So I definitely think the Spurs, they are going to be the most exciting, terrible team in the league.
Fair, not Detroit.
I thought the Rockets was going to take that away. Oh, Detroit is a good shout, actually.
Not Detroit.
You know, you guys know I really like Kate Cunningham. And
Detroit
fans don't like him, but I like Jalen Ivey. Not Jalen Ivey, sorry.
No,
Killian Hayes. I like Ivey as well.
Yeah, I like Ivey. I like Isaiah Stewart, even though he wanted to kill LeBron.
Oh, James Wiseman. Did you see today? He was like,
I did, this other guy
was like, yo, let's go back there.
But yeah, they got Monty Williams as well as their coach, so they're pretty excited. Actually, Detroit and San Antonio are a good pair. No future Houston Rockets.
Their rookie center Durant. He's a
nice.
Good shout.
He's nice. Even great PG shout. PG gave him a shout out on his podcast.
Great shout.
Good shout. Yeah. Good shout.
Great shouts.
But I
want to just say, before the season started, I have 5 teams that don't have futures.
Reel them off quickly.
Quickly, Toronto Raptors, Houston Rockets,
mm-hmm.
the Knicks.
The Knicks?
Yes. Because really, what are they doing?
They're just going to be.
They're just going to be
around where they are.
Yeah.
Right.
The Hawks. They don't have futures.
They have a key on Popoli.
And the Timberwolves. Because the Timberwolves have to make a move.
The Timberwolves have a future if they trade.
If they, that's what I'm saying. They have to make a move. If not, they don't have a future.
Yeah.
Those are my 5 teams.
I like the list, actually. I think everyone's spot on.
You think everyone there doesn't have a future?
I mean, it's tough to say. Wait, who was your number 2?
He was Raptors,
Knicks, Houston.
I definitely would take Knicks off that list because you're not winning a championship does not mean you have a future. Like a bunch of teams that win.
Yeah, but what really is their plan? Like, who are they developing? What are they developing? Toriolong.
I think they haven't traded in a while because they are keeping that stuff for someone like an Embiid.
For Joel,
They're going to make a trade in the nearest future. Now, I think Toronto is the head of the snake when it comes to your future.
Bro, they are the head, the middle, and the bottom of the snake, man. In fact, they are the whole snake.
But yeah, I think Philly too don't have Philly doesn't have a future.
Philly has no future because Joel is leaving that team as soon as
he can.
Yeah.
But
they have him tied up to 27 though.
No, they'll move him. They'll definitely move him.
I think 27 or 25. Don't know those years.
As soon as Harden leaves and they don't win this year, I see him requesting a trade.
They'll move him, yeah. So yeah, quickly, let's get into our top 6 predictions in the East and West. Should I go in particular order or no particular order?
In the East. Just go no particular order because at the end of the day, it's
actually, you know, we need to.
I mean, everybody knows the top 3.
Just say the one seed, and then the teams that will follow.
Okay.
So for me, the one seed in the East is going to be the Boston Celtics, just because I think they have more continuity than the Milwaukee Bucks at this point.
Fair.
So I'll go the Celtics, the Bucks, the Sixers. Is there any other good team in the East?
Miami.
Knicks.
Miami.
Cavs.
Knicks Miami. And Cavs, yeah.
Those are the standard 6, I think.
Well, watch out for Indy, though. What about you?
I mean, I would say one seed, Boston. But I do think Milwaukee will make it a close race for that one seed.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, Milwaukee will go fall in second. I think Miami might beat out Philly for the third seed because low-key, Bam has been slowly cooking up. Then you have Cavs, Knicks, and I want to say Hawks. Just cause.
I what about you?
I have Milwaukee because I feel like Porzingis is going to get injured at some point and his wraps.
That's fair.
I have Boston second. Third, I have Cavs, although they should also enter the conversation for the future.
Really? I actually like them. Yeah. I think the more Evan Mobley grows, the higher their ceiling grows.
No, they have individually good players, but
they do.
I don't see Donovan.
They have talent on that team.
I'm going to save my agenda for later, but Donovan Mitchell is not as great a playoff player as everybody thinks he is. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay, but so I have Cavs. I'm sorry. Whoops. Philly third, Cavs fourth. I have New York Knicks fifth, and we're naming top six already.
Miami, yeah.
No, Miami six. Miami, no, they just play good player teams, but regular season I don't trust them.
They did lose a lot though. They lost Drew St. Vincent.
Yeah, six. I'm going. Who's out there?
Oof. Take a shot. The Indiana Pacers.
Nah. Six, we leave to God.
The Washington Wizards?
Hell no.
I knew he was going to say
that. The Brooklyn Nets?
Oh, hell no.
They have a chance.
I think they lost their first two games.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I said,
Hawks, maybe Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls. Chicago
no,
Bulls.
They have no future.
They have no future.
They have no future.
Oh, sorry. I'm going Orlando Magic. Orlando Magic.
Whoa.
Oh, they're going to be an exciting bad team.
No, well. They will be an I don't think they're going to. I think they're a playing team.
I don't think they will crack more than 30 wins.
Yeah, I think they're a playing team,
they are,
bro.
They are 2-0 right now. I'll have you know.
Okay. That means they have 28 more wins. For the West, I'll go with the Nuggets and everybody else.
Is this a list? It's fluid, Abby.
Bro, the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Nuggets. The
no, you Suns. Have to be more specific in the West because it's very tough in the West. I want to.
Okay, so Nuggets team. 1 seed, Nuggets 1 seed, Suns 2 seed, Lakers 3 seed, 4th seed.
Ask him what
who is your 4th seed?
Thank you.
The Clippers.
Okay.
The Clippers, the 4th seed. I actually think the Mavs are going to get the feet because Luka is playing at a stupendous level right now.
You think he can keep it up?
I think the Mavs will get the 6th seed, not the 5th. And the Kings get the 5th seed.
So Golden State is not anywhere.
Yeah, no, Golden State is in the playing.
Damn. I need.
Oh, did the Memphis Grizzlies? Playing. They don't have any future. Probably playing as well.
Yeah. But I want to say the really good teams in the West.
New Orleans?
No.
Oh.
Can they stay healthy? It's the
Can Zion OKC? Stay healthy?
OKC. That's why I was waiting to see
I
if you.
I think this through, man.
I was always waiting to see if you pick up.
I don't know. I just
That's
think,
what. Loki?
Don't want to replace. This thing, who's my 6 seed again?
Mavs, and you gave Kings 5th seed.
But like, do I want to replace the Kings with OKC? No, I'll stick with what I have.
Okay, because that's why a couple of weeks ago, remember I asked you guys. I literally looked at the standings, and
yeah,
I was like,
"You did."
I was like, "Bro, the West is crazy. They're all good teams, 1 through 10.
They should carry out the other playoff spots to the East and give it to the West.
No wonder they have that opponent in the East.
Yeah, so what do you guys have?
I mean, Denver, I think, is 1 seed. They might do mistake. I just, for some reason, I might put them in the 2nd seed. I saw them in 1st seed. I just feel like people should not be shocked if that happens.
Okay.
The 3rd seed, I want to say Lakers. 4th seed, I want to say Kings. Kings are looking really good. They just have to keep
Steph it. Give it to them yesterday.
Yeah, like Steph in California. Oh, he's gonna cook. I want to say for my 5th seed, OKC. They are gonna win a lot of games. Trust me. They whooped the Cavs. I don't know if you guys watched the game. They
whooped the Cavs, but they lost to Denver today. They got blown out. Yeah,
it's Denver, yeah. Guys. Y'all gotta understand that it's Denver. And then at the 6th seed, I want to say Warriors because every time you count them out, they always cook.
1, 2. 3. This is me counting them.
Okay. Y'all were here when I said I at least put them in safe playoff spots. But we'll see.
Listen, you go.
Okay. Denver 1. Number 2, Suns. Number 3.
He's not going to put the Lakers.
Golden State.
Coming from you?
Yeah, let me tell you why I'm not putting Lakers third, because I feel AD is gonna go and wear his home clothes again, the streets clothes again at some point. So they won't win as many games, but they are the third best team in my opinion, but they won't win as many games.
Okay.
So Golden State third.
Lakers.
Clippers fourth.
I like that.
Lakers fifth.
So you have the Grizzlies, the Mavs, OKC, New Orleans.
The Grizzlies are not a team. Sixth team is Dallas.
I like that.
Seventh, okay. Let me go eight down.
Oh, you're going to the player. Oh, eight down. Okay.
Yeah. Seven would be.
That means they're going to make it out the play-in.
No, sorry. Seven will be OKC.
Mm-hmm.
Eight will be Minnesota. I don't care about the Kings this year. I think last year was a one-off. And the Memphis Grizzlies are not a team. They have shooters.
What the hell?
It's a gang. The Memphis Grizzlies is a gang.
Bro, you're profiling right now, man.
You should have called them Gangatron.
I don't condone anything they just said. Okay, but last but not least, let's get into our other predictions for the year. You know, I'm just going to say it and you call your winner. MVP.
Jokic. Jokic.
So it's going to be Femi tossing me. MVP.
Jokic.
Oh, Jokic.
You are a millennial, Tosin. Why are you wasting so much time?
Wait. No, because it's so tough. Can I list my top three?
Okay, list your top three.
Jokic, Luka, and Embiid.
Luka is my
MVP. No, sorry. Giannis, not Embiid.
Luka is my MVP. Tatum has a close second.
I just feel like they won't win enough games to be for him to win MVP. That's my only problem.
And if Dallas is sixth seed, I don't think he has a shot for MVP.
I still got Luka.
Yeah.
This is not a Westbrook situation.
Defensive player of the year.
That's a tough question.
I like
that's a tough question. They're really good. Mobley.
I like that. Tosin, what about you?
It's a very tough one. right now I'll go Wemby.
Yeah, see.
That's a good shot. I was gonna say Wemby, but I didn't want to just jump on.
No, actually no, I'm not gonna do that.
I don't want to jump.
I will stick with Jared Jackson Jr. Sixth man of the year.
Six. Chris Paul.
Oh, good shout. Tosin.
Who? Sixth man. Who did you say?
Chris Paul.
Oh, okay. I guess safest thing is always Jordan Clarkson.
I'll go with Stormin Norman.
Good shout.
That's Norman Powell, in case anybody didn't know. Okay. Rookie of the year.
Wemby.
The PR is too.
Hot take. Chet Holmgren wins rookie of the year. You heard it here first.
I mean, he's playing with too many all-stars. So actually,
Wemby has the PR behind
him. I know, but I'm just trying to be different. This is not based on me saying, you will see, I'm right. I'm just trying to be different.
Oh,
okay. Chet Holmgren wins rookie of the year. One second. Coach of the year.
Nick Nurse.
Really?
Because, I mean, if it works, one does, let's say Philly ends up as a second seed. It's definitely
for you, Tosin?
Malone.
Yeah, say Mike Malone.
Fair.
Most improved.
Ben Simmons.
Most improved. And I'll keep asking until you see another answer. Most improved.
Cam Thomas.
Yo, Cam Thomas is. We're putting him in the J.R. Smith list, man. He will just wake up one morning and decide to drop 36 for no goddamn reason.
Off the bench.
Tosin, who you got? Most improved.
Most improved. That means you must have played last year. So it can be Wemby or any of those boys or
Yeah.
Chet. Oh Lord. Maybe Austin Reaves, maybe.
Who you got?
I was gonna say Jalen Williams.
Yo, you stole my pick just now.
I just thought of it.
You
like,
stole
who?
My pick just now.
Jalen Williams on OKC.
Dog.
I just thought of it just now. I was like,
Yeah, Jalen Williams is my pick for most improved. Did I miss an award? Did I miss an award?
No.
That's all. Or did they do clutch player of the year?
I mean, they do it now.
Yeah, clutch player of the year.
Dame.
Damian Lillard. So, who you got?
I have Steph.
Good shout.
He's on cup. He's been.
I'll go with Luka. Do you see the step back?
Ooh, how did I forget Luka?
The step back he hit against the San Antonio Spurs. You're going to buy stocks at the end of the season. It looks like you're coming round to Luka already. You're warming up. You didn't hear us when we mentioned his name this time around.
I have some custom awards. Most overrated.
That's not an award.
I'm also on that.
Most overrated player at the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
Austin Reaves.
Overrated. Okay. I can't do that. Bam.
Damn. Okay, that's that was tough. A hot take.
That's tough.
I'm going the obvious one, James Harden.
Nobody rates him.
Nobody's even going to be playing.
Okay. You know what? Ben Simmons.
Nobody even knew to just keep your things to yourself.
He brought up
the
take.
The answer, Sway.
He brought up the take to
just to call the two of them. Is that your last customer award?
Wait, no. Most the dumbest player of the year.
Oh my god.
I feel like I already know what's gonna happen.
You guys should hear me out.
Okay.
Denzel Valentine.
Is he currently playing?
No, he's like Spain or something. He was saying something.
Yeah, but oh my goodness, Valentine.
Thomas okay. Player.
Let me see. Player or play?
Player. Who always does?
Scotty Barnes.
Nah. Damn. Pat Beveridge.
Let me tell you why. Because Scotty Barnes does dumb shit off the court. So I just think it to translate one thing.
I haven't heard anything. What did he do?
No, like, nothing bad. Just, like, when he streams, he's weird. He's a weird guy. Very weird guy.
So, I want to say Beveridge.
Pat Bev?
Yeah.
Nah, but when Pat Bev showed the rest of the camera, I think he missed the call on LeBron. That was cool.
Because
if you say James Harden again, I'm just going to end the podcast.
Okay.
That's the only person I can think of that does it consistently.
The stripper connoisseur from Houston.
Wait, what? Is it Kevin Porter Jr.?
No.
No.
He has a long beard. You said if I say his name, you end up so that guy. Oh, yes. No. Harden. No.
I'm done. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
Harden is not even from Houston.
He's not even playing.
Just leave him alone, man.
Do you think he would lose money the entire season?
No. He'll play. He'll definitely play. But Dylan Brooks is actually my pick. I was joking when I said Scottie Barnes.
Good shout.
I think we've come to the end. We don't have any other thing to cover.
Mm-hmm. Winners and losers.
Early season pick. Who you got winning championship?
Yeah, we should do that. Who do I have winning the chip? My heart says the Clippers. My head says the Celtics.
I don't know what that means. Give me one.
Your heart is usually done, so the answer is the Celtics.
Okay. What about you?
I want to no, no
back to back.
Bucks.
Bucks.
Oh, mine is easy. It's Denver Nuggets.
I mean, I think the three peak shots should be the top three favorites, but you know, I called the Celtics from the moment this Nuggets won the chip. I think it's just they're just off age right now, and I like the moves that he made. So,
I have a whole question. This is my last question.
Okay.
Right now, Devin Booker or Jason Tatum?
I've always been arguing Devin Booker.
That's tough. Give me Tatum, man.
But I will still stick with my old faith. I'll stay with Book.
Give me the two of them.
Look, what about
I'm
you?
I'm picking Book, man. I'm picking Book.
Book is nice as hell, bro.
I
like Tatum a lot.
All greens. All the zones were green, bro.
But yeah, that's about it, man. We've come to the end of our first episode of the Reinvigorated Court Cast. You allowed us to reintroduce ourselves, and we hope we give you a great reintroduction. As usual, actually, before we go, I'd like to say we as a family do not condone what the hell is going on in Palestine right now. So, you know, RIP to all the lost lives, and we really hope oppressed. Yeah, and we hope and appeal to the human side that this terrorism will end, because that's straight up what it is, man. It's terrorism. So yeah, having said that, come to the end of another episode of the Courtcast. As usual, I've been the voice of reason.
Treason.
He's been the greatest hater I've ever seen. And he's been... What have you been, Tosin? You seem like you've mellowed down.
He's a hot taker.
Oh, yeah. You're a hot take artist.
You're an hot take artist.
I'll take it.
Yeah, man. But it's been so fun being back in the studio, man. This time around, I promise consistency. We'll see you next week. Have a lovely weekend. Adios, amigos.
Adios.
It's a Slam Time production.